shit.
Welcome to Hot Grease. Welcome to Hot Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by 360 Cookware. 360 Cookware is a top-of-the-line stainless steel cookware that is made in America in the greenest cookware manufacturing facility in the country. It can be used to make all your favorite recipes, but it also gives the option to cook using vapor technology, which creates a seal that surrounds food with intense heat, locking in vitamins, moisture, and flavor without adding oil, fat, or excessive water. For more information, visit 360cookware.com. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food. Culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the good food movement. From chefs to taste makers to moms on a budget. Today we'll be talking holiday cheer, cocktails, and more giving. If you are listening live to Heritage Radio Network, feel free to give us a call. Our live call-in number is 718-497-2128. If you've been listening for the last, let's see, week or two, I think this is the second week of our December series titled Green Living, Green Giving, and Great Food. We are providing tips, commentary, and ideas for a fabulous holiday season. This week, I'm going to share my personal food headlines and highlights. Typically, you just get the very politico food headlines, but I'm going to give you something very fun and festive and then throw some of the political stuff in there. So first up, the Cooling Hunting Gap pop-up store. I went there on Saturday. There was a press event. I did not attend the press event, but I did go to the pop-up store, a Gap pop-up store that was curated by Cool Hunting. I met the editor, Evan, there, and he gave me a quick tour of the store that's on Fifth Avenue. I think it's on Fifth Avenue and 55th. This pop-up store has all local food, gifts, products, from candy bars to New York Times Essential book by Amanda Hester to I forget the name of the shoe designer that's usually at the Brooklyn Fleet. All kind of really cool stuff right in the heart of New York City. It was crazy on Fifth Avenue. I never really go to Fifth Avenue and shop. And there are a lot of people, definitely tourists, going into the store. So I made my way in there and I actually bought a bar of the Mass Brother chocolates, and they're based in Brooklyn. They are a chocolate company, a bean to chocolate company. I think they're in Dumbo. They may be in Dumbo, but they made a special edition chocolate for this pop-up store, and it's called, it's just this Mass Brothers chocolate special June Taylor edition. And June Taylor is based in California, and she does a lot of preserving with fruits and nuts and all that cool stuff. So they use some of her candied grapefruit and some other fruits and nuts and put it into this great high quality, high count chocolate bar. It was really, really great. And if you've seen Mass Brother chocolates, or you know that they have this great wrapping, I keep all of the wrappings from the chocolate bar, and I have framed one. And I try to frame them because the wrapping is hot. It's to die for. So holiday cheer. Go by there, the pop-up store. Is it Cool Hunting or Cool Hunt? It's a website. It's actually a blog. Jack is tagging it now. Producer Jack is tagging it. So I'm probably
Cool Hunting.
Cool Hunting. Thank you, Jack. So yeah, so check out Cool Hunting. They have all the information about the Gap pop-up store there. Next food headline, my personal food headline, is this weekend, this Saturday, I discovered two amazing people in the wine world. Lee Campbell and Andre H. Mack. Lee Campbell has been featured, or she actually did an interview back in 2009 on one of the first shows on Heritage Radio Network of Erin. Her show is titled At the Root of It, and it's a show about all things wine. And Lee Campbell is an expert in New York and beyond. She's actually a sommelier in New York City. And she also works for a well-known wine distributor in New York. Can't remember the name. But her show on At the Root of It, she talks about biodynamic wines. She talks about women in the wine industry and how that has changed. And also she gives little nuggets of very valuable vino information. So if you're listening to Hot Grease now via podcast or live, you need to go back to At the Root of It. It is a fabulous show. There are probably now about over 60 episodes of At the Root of It. The show is all about wine and wine culture. So if you're looking to get more information on wine, go there and check out Lee Campbell. And Andre Mack, I didn't meet him, but Lee told me about Andre. She actually was serving one of his wines at the event. He is a sommelier and a winemaker, and he was the first African-American to win the title of Best Young Sommelier in America in 2003. And he has a wine company named Molton Noir. And it actually was featured on One King's Lane. I've talked about One King's Lane here on Hot Grease before, because the owners of One King's Lane was on Food and Wine 40 Under 40 list. So, but back to Andre Mack. Discovered him over the weekend. So if you don't know about him and you're on Twitter, you can follow his company, Molton Noir. He's all over social media. He has a Facebook, Twitter. He's on LinkedIn, whatever. So I was glad to discover him in my personal food headlines of the week. Another food headline for some of the policy wonks that are out there. CNR, better known as the Childhood Nutrition Reauthorization Act, it passed last week. So $4 billion is being reauthorized to go to free and reduced school lunches all over America, as well as some very innovative programs around garden to food and sourcing. It is actually one step in the right direction. This will not solve the problem of horrible school lunches in America, but it's definitely a great step. And so it should be signed by President Obama fairly soon. And the passing of CNR is definitely a beginning. There's a lot of work to be done in terms of reforming, revising, improving school lunches in the United States. But this is a beginning. And hopefully some of the money that they borrowed from other programs, such as SNAP benefits, aka food stamps, can be restored in the future. I feel positive that we can work this thing out and restore SNAP benefits. Two other very quick stories, food headlines. My personal one is another political one. Civil Eats Post, my friend Melissa Danielle, friend of the show. She's been on like 3 or 4 times. She did a fabulous post on civileats.com titled A Place for Us. It was her coverage / essay of the Black Farmers and Urban Gardeners Conference. And really, to be honest, we need like an underground Pulitzer Prize for this essay, because, man, she summed up Black people or people of color in the good food movement. And I think that anybody that read this article They walked away with the feeling of, wow, that's what I've been trying to say for the past year. Or you walked away either feeling uncomfortable because some of the things were very true, or you walked away a changed person, or at least had a seed planted in your mind of how to move forward in your personal work in the good food movement. So if you get a chance, go to SylviaEats.com and check out Melissa Danielle's article. We're still in Hanukkah. I think this is day number, what, 5? Something like that, of Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah all to all my friends out there. And I'm bringing this up because donuts. Donuts is a very traditional food during this Hanukkah season. And there's a great new donut place that opened in my hood, right on the border of Bed-Stuy and Clinton Hill. And the place is titled or named Dough. Just Dough, just like that. It's on the corner of Franklin and Lafayette. And some of you guys may know, if you're diehard followers of Hot Grease, my favorite donut spots are Donut Plant, which is in the Lower East Side, and then Sublime Donuts, which is located in Atlanta. My two favorites. But I think Dough is on the list now. And this little neighborhood spot is owned by the same folks that own Choice Market. I tried the hibiscus donut to die for, a yeast donut with a hibiscus cream, and you still see the dried flowers on the top. And then I had the dulce de leche almond. Man, and they're roasting and serving Stomp Town coffee, so you can't beat that. So if you're in the hood, if you're in Brooklyn, I definitely say it's worth the trip to come to Brooklyn to try the donuts at Dough at Franklin and Lafayette. So those are the food headlines. Food headlines with a dash of holiday cheer. We are going to take a quick break and come back with holiday cocktails. Keep listening.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer and go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something fruity for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. You can also find us on Facebook. We are Heritage Radio Network. And you can find us on Twitter. We're HRN Updates. That's our Twitter handle. Our next segment is all about holiday cocktails. One of my favorite guests and favorite food friends, Kara Newman. She visited HRN Studios this time last year, and I thought it would be great to re-air her segment all about holiday cocktails. Tune in to Kara Newman, author of Spice and Ice. Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced by Jack Inslee and engineered by Nat Wiener. This program is sponsored by Roberta's. Let me give a Southern girl's hug to Roberta's. My favorite place to get the good girls pizza. And Roberta's is located at 261 Moore Street, Brooklyn, New York, the location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. In the studio, we have Kara Newman. She's the author of Spice and Ice, a book dedicated to truly unique cocktails and infusions. Tell us about Spice and Ice. Why spicy cocktails?
Because they're just so much fun.
They are. They're not like the boring, like, okay, let me just get a Cosmo.
No. Well, I started writing about spicy cocktails for Chili Pepper magazine. I mean, obviously with a name like that, I mean, that's the magazine for people who love, chili cook-offs and salsa competitions. Ah. And I do a regular spirits column for them. And I just realized there were just so many fabulous cocktails. I mean, far beyond what I could ever fit into a column. Every time I'd go out, there'd be something fabulous to try. I mean, there are just so many restaurants with and bars with wonderful, interesting, spicy cocktails. I just knew that there was a book. So that's why Spice and Ice.
It's a great book.
Thank
so
you.
So we're going to make, are we making one cocktail or are we making two cocktails?
Depends on how much time we have.
I think we probably have time for two.
So okay, I've got two of them for you then.
So what's the first cocktail we're making?
The first one is a blood orange jalapeno margarita.
So does this fall into one of the seasons in your book?
It'll be under winter.
Ah, okay,
it does.
Cool.
Everything falls under there. So I can give you a quick rundown of what's in it. We've got 2 ounces of jalapeno infused tequila, which I just infused this morning. And it's just the simplest technique. All you do is slice up a jalapeno and put it in the tequila and let it sit for a couple of hours. And it infuses so much faster than, say, a fruit infusion, which can take days or weeks.
So we shouldn't be going out trying to find a jalapeno vodka or tequila. We should be infusing our own.
Well, I think it's always best to do your own because then you get it to your liking, you know, in terms of heat level. And you also get those wonderful fresh vegetal flavors that you
exactly.
don't always get from. But there's some really good commercial ones on the market. There's some really...
not so great ones,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I won't name any of them.
Okay.
So we've got 2 ounces of the jalapeno-infused tequila. We have 1.5 ounces of triple sec, which is an orange liquor. We have 1.5 ounces of blood orange juice and another 1/2 ounce of lime juice to kind of give it a little tartness.
Okay, so she's shaking it up on air. Woo! I probably should have had a little boo before this.
We'll be gentle, don't worry. Okay, there you go.
I'm a cheap drunk. Oh,
okay.
My God. The color is beautiful.
Isn't it?
It's a great, like, holiday Christmas color. Let's try it. Mmm. Wow.
Yeah.
It's really good. The first thing, as soon as I put my nose, you can smell the jalapeno, but it's not, like, overpowering.
Oh, yeah? Too bad.
It's perfect. I mean, it's enough kick, but it's perfect. I love it. Wow. So what kind of food would I just be drinking, having like chips and salsa with this or?
Well, my thoughts in terms of pairings is when you're going with spicy drinks, not to go with spicy food.
Ah, okay.
So that's rule number one, at least in my book. So I like to go with something that has a little fat on it, a little dairy, something to really cut the heat a bit. So you want to go with your chip, sure, but I'd have some sour cream with it, too.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you this. Is this a drink that I can make in a large batch for a holiday party, or is this just like a one shaker thing? Can I kind of have like a big punch bowl and make this, or
absolutely.
No, why not? Okay.
You just have to multiply the servings a bit, and you just want to watch that it wouldn't get too over diluted when you float ice in there.
Gotcha.
But other than that, I mean, why not?
So we're moving on to the second drink.
Okay. This one's got a bit of a sweeter profile to it. I know that not everybody loves the chili peppers and the really, you know, blazing hot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a lot of ginger drinks. And
I love ginger.
And sweeter spices like cinnamon and clove in the book. So this is one of those. This one's called the gingered apple.
Oh, okay.
So the main spice ingredient is 2 ounces of ginger liqueur. I was using Domaine de Canton. You could also probably muddle your own ginger and give it a good
wow.
kick, too. Then there's also 1 ounce of vanilla vodka. 2.5 ounces of apple cider. And I'm using a local cider producer.
I see. You're using Red Jacket.
I like them. I went to the Green Market this morning and picked it up.
Yeah, they're always at the Green Market. And actually, you can get them from Fresh Direct.
Oh.
Some of our people that shop Fresh Direct under the local tab, they're on Fresh Direct.
Mm-hmm. I love Fresh Direct.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the splash of lemon juice, so it's not overly sweet.
I'm definitely going to have to get a good girl's pizza after this.
You can pretend to be virtuous.
This color, it's kind of, I'm not going to say orangey, but it's the color of a pear, actually.
Yeah, it gets most of its color from the apple cider.
Ah, okay.
Because there's really, yeah.
Yeah. My immediate thing is I smell the vanilla. And you can taste the, like, hints of ginger.
It's a really aromatic
cocktail.
I really like
this one. I like both, but I like this one.
I find this one to be
what would you pair this with in terms of food?
Dessert.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or instead of dessert, I suppose.
Mm.
Like an apple tart tatin it might be nice with. I mean, this you could probably pair it with something with a little more spice on it if you want to throw, say, a little cayenne on your apple pie, if you're that kind of person. You could probably pair it with this because the spice is really subtle. It's just ginger.
Yeah, it is. This is both. These are both very... So, always, we could do these in a shaker. Because I hear a lot of people say sometimes with cocktails, you don't have to shake them. You can stir them. So...
The whole point of shaking or stirring, you're just trying to get it cold.
Ah, gotcha.
And when you're shaking it, especially when you're shaking it really vigorously, you're trying to get it cold, but you're also trying to dilute it just a little bit because when you're shaking, especially really hard, what you're doing is you're breaking up the ice cubes too.
I absolutely, your book, the photos, the photography, they're absolutely gorgeous. And
oh, thank you.
Yeah, it makes you excited about making the drink.
I love what they did with the book. There are all these wonderful, vibrant colors, which I think matches up well with the vibrant nature of the drinks.
So you have a blog.
I do.
And you write, do you write exclusively about spirits or are you talking about food or?
On the blog, which is at karanewman.wordpress.com, I'm writing primarily about spirits, but also about cocktail culture.
Gotcha.
Also about spicy foods. So it's that whole intersection where the whole chili head thing meets the cocktailian thing.
Gotcha.
Which is, I guess, unique and a little offbeat, but I guess that's me, unique and a little offbeat.
And you're on Twitter?
Yes.
Do you tweet a lot?
Not as, well, probably more often than I should, and then probably not as often as I should.
You know, I mean, I could be wrong. Twitter friends after the show definitely tweet me, but there are not a lot of spirits, wine and spirits folks on Twitter. I could be very wrong, but I follow quite a few people on Twitter, but I don't see a lot of wine and spirits. I think one person, I can't even think of her name right now.
Oh, I don't know. I find there are a lot of wine and spirits folks. And it's funny. There's one person who I know is a bartender in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and she tweets while she's on the job sometimes.
Oh, really?
And it's funny to see when she's tweeting because it's usually long after I'm, you know, safely tucked in bed and she's twittering all through the night and then I can wake up and read what she said.
Oh, wow.
And she usually has some interesting war stories.
So what's your Twitter name? It's your name.
It's just my name. No spaces, no underscore, just Kara Newman.
And it's K. You're Kara with the K.
Right. K-A-R-A-N-E-W-M-A-N.
Kara, thank you so much for joining us on Hot Grease. I am totally excited about making these cocktails for New Year's. And even for Christmas is coming up where this weekend I'm having some friends over. So I'm going to definitely make a cocktail and send you an email. Maybe I'll blog about it. I need to blog on foodcultures.com. But thank you for coming to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
And we look forward to talking to you soon. This girl done did to me. She done cut me off from a good love. She told me that those days were gone. Now I'm sitting here going half crazy, 'cause I know she still thinks about me too. Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I am your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced and engineered by Jack Inslee. This program is being sponsored by 360 Cookware. For more information, visit 360cookware.com. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. The location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. It's cold outside. I see a few snowflakes falling out of the sky here in New York City. So why not give you the favorite segment, the Hot Five? The Hot Five is a rundown of five things on fire in the good food movement. Influencers, farmers, celebrities, business owners, and chefs dish on their favorites. It's me doing the Hot Five, and today I am going to do the green giving version. Five reasons to put Heritage Radio Network on your holiday give list. As you know, last week I gave you a list of really cool nonprofits you should give your money to. I did throw Heritage Radio Network in the mix, but since we're launching a how to give to Heritage Radio Network, how to support and sustain the hottest new media radio company around, I'm going to give you the Hot Five on why. So first, reason number one to put HRN on your holiday give list: programming for a variety of different tastes. Mentioned in segment one, At the Root of It. At the Root of It, it actually is one of the first shows, even before I got a show on Heritage Radio Network, I listened to. If you're into wine, or if you're not into wine and you want to get more information and find out, you know, like the latest news about wines, you should listen to At the Root of It. She has about, like I said before, over 60 shows, from wine experts all over the country to just general news about wines. A lot of times she'll have folks come in and they'll do tastings and stuff on air. So you can get from wine to, if you're into music, you can get Snacky Tunes, where they're fusing wine and food together. Another niche thing here on Heritage Radio Network is Cutting the Curd, another one of my favorite shows by Ann Saxelby. I actually saw Ann was in New York Magazine last week. She is on New York Magazine's blog. I think she is going to get a small space to store some of her cheese in Red Hook. So you should listen to her show. She's in the middle of an ongoing series here on the network on Cutting the Curd, titled The State of, and she'll do a different state every week. She's done Georgia, of course, you know, my home state. She's done New York State. She had Dean Sparks, one of my favorite dairy farmers in upstate New York. So Cutting the Curd. And then we have the founder of Heritage Radio Network and Heritage Foods USA, Patrick Martins, has the main course. He actually is probably the only person on the network that has a 1 hour show. It's like an hour and a half. He talks a lot.
It used to be like 2.5 hours though.
Oh, wow. And he kind of is like you know how the politicos come on Sunday and they're talking about everything. So the main course is essentially like a meet the press of food. So he's on Saturday. We have We Dig for people who are into plants. Amon Raj. If you go to our website, you will see my friend, the food scene, Arlen Turkle, has a great new show. So many great shows. Reason number one, people should support and put HRN on your holiday give list. You can go straight to our homepage after you scroll down and you look at all the different shows at the very top. If you want to give to a show, you click on the PayPal button and you can put in the subject which show you want to give to. I hope you would give to Hot Grease. But if you have another favorite show, give to the show. Reason number four, we're counting down. That was five. Four is if you believe in bootstrappers and DIYers, give to Heritage Radio Network. Jack and Nat and so many other people actually built this station with their own hands. It's a true labor of love. Most of us, we are getting paid little to no money to do this. But we are providing great content for people. And we have created a great body of work, a great source of content for people who are interested in food and sustainability and environmental type things. So if you believe in people bootstrapping and doing it yourself, that was reason number four to give to Heritage Radio Network during the holiday season. Number three, my third reason on the hot five, my countdown of reasons to give to HRN, is support a pioneer. Most of the folks I would say that are on Heritage Radio Network, they are pioneers in my eyes. I'm actually honored to be on a network with so many people who are the first to do a bunch of things. And outside of New York City, they're like a big, big deal. So if you want to, you know, support pioneers, and 20 years from now, you can say, oh, psh, I gave Nicole Taylor $20 when she was doing a show on Heritage Radio Network titled Hot Grease. Go ahead and do it. You can support a pioneer early on. So that's reason number three. I'm down to two. I would say two. I'm going to, you know, brag on myself. You have Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. I like to think that I bring something very different. I bring the South here to New York City. And I actually make food access, food culture, and very accessible to anyone. You can pick up your MP3 player or turn on your computer and go to Heritage Radio Network's website and click on Hot Grease and listen to 30 minutes of programming that no matter where you are in terms of food, you can walk away with some type of information. I would like to think I've taken the elitism out of this good food movement. So donate, because Hot Grease is the bomb. And lastly, on my hot five reasons to put Heritage Radio Network on your holiday give list is become an early adapter. This is kind of similar to the pioneer thing, but not really. Be an early adapter. Be a part of the movement by giving to the movement. You can be the first, you know. To me, when I hear someone else say they know about Heritage Radio Network, it makes me smile, because that lets me know that that person is smart, that they understand social media, that they are thinking outside of the box on how they get information. They're just not stuck to the TV all the time. They realize that online is where it is. So be an early adapter and give to Heritage Radio Network. That is my hot five. That is my plea, my very cool way of saying support us here at Heritage Radio Network. Thank you for listening. I will continue my series throughout the month of December, Green Living, Green Giving, and Great Food. Thank you for listening. Join me next Monday, every Monday, live at 3:30 Eastern Time on Heritage Radio Network. Until then, always take the road less traveled.